With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
1, 2, 3. Look at Mr. Lee. 3, 4, 5. Man, that cat is jive. Mine sounds good. How about yours?
I don't think I can. Can we stop and start again? I don't think I can do it with that.
Why?
Weird. All right. We've got great news at Riotcast about the My Wife Hates Me podcast. First, we're excited to announce an exclusive My Wife Hates Me app for both iOS and Android that is available right now. Now, you can listen to new episodes streamed right into your mobile device, download them for offline use, blah, 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 blah. Second, and even more exciting, we're happy to announce the launch of My Wife Hates Me Premium. What have we done for the premium? Is there things that they can go
look
at? My
141 IQ is going behind the wall.
So if you pay the $1.99 per month, which is nothing,
you'll get my CD.
It's a little more than if you sponsor a kid. In Africa, but still pretty cheap. $1.99 a month, and you get your new CD.
Free. It's not there yet. This week it'll be behind the wall, or maybe beginning of next week, and maybe I'll put up some videos. How about those videos that we got yesterday?
What videos?
The one, the podcast video.
Oh, okay, we'll put up a couple videos.
Yeah, that podcast video is funny. We'll put that up, right? That can't hurt us, can it?
Don't put that one up. Put the other one up. The when you bang them thing.
I don't know if the other comics want to be up online.
Oh. All right, well, we're going to put some stuff behind the wall.
My
so $1.99. That's worth it right there.
The CD.
141 IQ. Rich's fourth CD is now free, available for $1.99 a month.
Or you can go to iTunes and get it still. Where it went to number one.
And you
one.
Can get all the old things. Somebody said we should be putting on like keywords and stuff. We need an intern.
What do you mean keywords?
Someone to go through all the episodes and be like, this is the one where Bonnie talks about this, Rich talks about this, blah, blah, blah.
Who's going to go through 200 episodes of ours?
You know, we get an intern. That's what they do. You know, the pyramids were fucking built by slaves. So if you can't get a slave to do 200 podcasts.
Almost 250.
That's how shitty the slaves of today are. We call them interns.
I know they
have nothing. We're like, oh God, I feel bad making them go get me a coffee.
Yeah, there's just no pride in being a
An unpaid worker anymore.
No pride.
It's because we're not beating them. That's what we need to do. We need to beat them.
There's so many other prides except unpaid worker. There's gay pride. There's black pride. There's
white pride.
White pride.
That's less cool.
That's why, and that's called socially. Trump support. Who puts up a fucking Trump sign in front of their house? What kind of fuck? Like, you're sitting there saying,
"Well, it's that." It goes back to that thing where it's like it doesn't make you a racist, but it makes. It's like you're saying, like, I'm okay with racism.
Well, it's not even the whole racist thing. Let's even put all the racism aside.
Okay.
Let's put all what we say is racism,
Are we done with this?
Go ahead, finish
Let me just finish. Go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click Go Premium to sign up now. Then you go and get the mobile app.
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff behind the wall. And I'll get to this.
This stuff's not behind the wall. Okay. This stuff is Rich is doing some Trump shit right now.
And woo! Also, you can see me this weekend at Uncle Vinny's.
I bet a lot
Friday,
of our listeners are
Trump's,
Trump supporters.
Well, what I'm saying is, let's put all the racism and all the what you think is racism, what you think is national security, what you think is border control. Let's put that all aside. The fact that he has said the things he says that are completely ridiculous, that even a mayor of a small town
wouldn't get away with
down south.
Yeah,
that has 12 people in their town, and you know he won by 7-5.
Giving me a lot of information.
He won by 7-5, the mayor, and 8 or 9 people were in his family.
Right.
So even 2 didn't vote for him. And okay, so
what is that?
What I'm saying is that even a small town mayor in a town of 12, where he won 7-5 by 2,
not by a landslide.
9 people in his family.
Yeah,
that means 2 didn't vote for him, right?
Right.
Okay. So
okay, you've repeated that now twice. I still don't know what it has to do with Trump.
What I'm saying is, okay,
don't repeat it again. I will punch you in the face. You're saying that even that guy couldn't get away with saying some of the things that Trump is saying.
Yes.
Okay, that's what you need to do. When you got a point to make, you got to just plow through and say it. You can't keep repeating the same thing over and over.
Okay. So, that person who's the mayor in the
small... Stop, you're doing it again.
Cannot get away. And now, I don't know if these statements are true. I don't know if these facts are true.
But I do think that that guy, the mayor, that not all his family voted for him, but a lot of them did, he could get away with saying that. And they do. And they have.
Can you quit picking your dead skin and dropping it on the floor?
No, I can't quit. I can't quit you, dead skin. I can't quit you.
Okay, I'm not saying it's true. I don't know. This is what I read. You know, the whole bankrupting projects and not paying. I saw this whole thing on Facebook about the guy that put the windows in at one of his casinos and didn't get paid all his money. Now, I don't know if it's true. This is what the guy said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going by what he said, that he was a contractor and didn't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands, you know, hundreds or thousands of people didn't get their money. You know, workers or families. I don't know about thousands, but whatever. So I'm only going by what he said. So I'm just quoting.
Right. It's all
all the back business ventures that have failed that he's been involved in, and you want him to run the biggest business in the world, which is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Also, now this, I don't know if this is true. This is only hearsay. What I've heard, I'm not saying it's true. But I heard, like, if you buy one of his, condos and move out, he's not happy about it. And he just, I don't know. He doesn't make people's lives easier in certain circumstances, in my opinion. Does that make sense? You know, a good person, like, take somebody like Branson. He seems like he's a team player.
Who's Branson?
That owns Virgin Airlines.
Richard Branson?
Yeah.
It did seem like an odd one to pick. He's not a politician.
But he's a billionaire or a millionaire or whatever. Okay. He just seems like he's not so self-centered and selfish and narcissist. It seems like if you work for him, like if you work, you in my what I hear
it's
is
conjecture.
What,
I'm sure if he was running for president, you hear some shit about him. It, you know, these little stories about people not paying and stuff. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's all, you know, they do it on. You know, the Republicans put out stories about Hillary. You know, the Democrats put out stories about Trump. You know, I say, here's what I say. I mean, you can judge Trump on the things that he actually says himself. You know, he's lied, he backtracks, he doesn't know policy, whatever.
Yeah, so I just...
He seems racist to me. I understand the appeal because he's entertaining.
He's been on a 4-5 month roast.
Yeah, and he seems refreshing in the sense when you're just hearing like canned statements from politicians all the time. You know, it's unfortunate that
he's going for the Yahoo vote, not the search engine.
No, you're talking about
Yahoo,
actual Yahoos.
Yeah,
not like that Trump. That those people, I know very intelligent people that like Trump. It's
so
weird.
I.
It's hard to. Your,
and I'm not saying if you like
but
Trump.
But I think people hate Hillary, too. I mean, people really have a negative thing with her. But it just seems, even if you hate Hillary, you'd be like, well, if these are our only two choices.
Well, I'm not saying even if you're one of our listeners and you're a Trump supporter, like, you know, liberals are idiots. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying out of the two choices, yes, if you're.
We don't know what his political affiliation is.
He's Republican.
The going guy by, who goes by liberals are idiots.
We don't know.
He may be self-deprecating. We don't know.
Okay. You know, like some of our listeners, like Boogie Boo Boo Boo, never puts up a political.
Balumi.
Yeah, never puts up anything. Lou never puts anything political. The 13-year-old never puts up anything political.
I don't know who that 13-year-old.
The kid who was emailing me all the time.
I know, but I don't.
I forgot his name. Who else doesn't put up anything political?
I don't know, is this what you want your podcast to be? Let me go through our followers and see.
I'm giving them shout outs, basically.
Why? I think in your mind, you're like, well, that'll give us more. People will tweet me more because I want to be shouted out on the show.
No, I don't care
or
about
something.
Tweet.
There's some weird. Yeah, no,
just,
your brain
no,
is
nice
always
guy.
Like maneuvering no. or manipulating, thinking like you're going
to. I'm trying to be a nice guy. Sometimes being a nice guy is being a nice guy.
Oh, remember when you start. Okay, I don't know if I ever talked about this, but I will talk
probably
about it
probably somewhere.
I did talk about it before. Go behind the wall, find it, and then tell me that I did.
But wait, before you say this, can I say one
do
thing?
You know what I'm going to say,
no,
right?
No, not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you do.
I swear to God, I don't.
It's your
can
defense
I say one
is
thing?
I'm a nice guy.
But can I say one thing?
Can you turn off your phone before we start doing it? Is that possible?
No, because I'm waiting for Dr. Steve to text me back. I'll get into it.
Oh, no. What's Dr. Steve? See, I was supposed to go get blood tests for Dr. Steve. You said don't do it. Now you
I didn't say don't do it.
Stuff.
I said get everything done. Not just blood test. Get everything done.
I was going to go get a blood test. You're like, don't do that.
I didn't say that. No, I did not
you
say that.
You said go to your regular doctor.
Yeah, and get everything done.
But then, so yeah, but I don't. But I don't, and I haven't, and I won't.
Whose fault is that? For
it's
not,
mine. But I almost went and got blood tests. Done,
well, I didn't
at
stop
the very
you.
Least, yes, you
I,
did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
I said.
Said I, you kept saying to me, "I don't know why you would do it through Dr. Steve. I don't know
no,
why you
no,
would do
I didn't
that.
Say that. I
you said go to your doctor, but I'm like, but that's
you gotta
two more steps.
Mammograms. You got to get.
But that's two more steps, and you were like. So,
what do you mean two more steps?
Like I had to call, make an appointment, go to the appointment, then go get the blood test.
Yeah.
This way I had the thing. I could just go and get the blood test.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say not to. I said your best.
You did too,
no,
Rich.
I did
Stop
not.
Stop it. You did too.
If
Stop
you're,
acting like
no.
that. You did. You said don't do it that
well,
way. Then I said, but then can you make me the doctor's appointment then? Because I'm not going
to
be able
to. No, you didn't ask me to make
it.
You a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, and
you
no, never
you
did.
No, you didn't. No,
yeah,
you
I did.
No, you did. Not on that one because I always make the doctor's appointment. So you didn't.
So make me a doctor's appointment.
All right, I'll make you a doctor's appointment.
But I, you know, why am I going to. I don't want to go in
you,
and get a full physical.
Because they yell at you. And you get nervous.
What do you mean they yell at me?
For not, you know, doing things, you know, with your vagina or your breasts and everything. And you, the last time they yelled at you, what did they yell at you about your vagina?
What? They didn't yell. What? Are you out of your mind?
Didn't she look at your vagina and yell that you haven't been getting eject or something.
No, you know, that is insane.
What? Okay.
That is like totally insane.
If you're buying anything at Amazon, go to amazon.richvoss.com.
Oh my God, really?
Okay, so what were you saying about that you were going to bring up that...
I had tweeted something. This is like a weird thing that happened. I had tweeted something and I was like refreshing to see like if people were going to like, you know, say stuff about it or favorite it or whatever.
What did you tweet?
I don't remember. This was quite a while ago. While I'm refreshing, it said so-and-so started following you. Normally, I don't click on who starts following me. I don't look to see them. But I just did it because I was just sitting there waiting for people to, you know, notice my post. So I click on it, and it's just this woman has like 180 followers. I don't know. Maybe not even that many. Mother of three. But underneath her name, it says... You know, it always says, like, basically followed by people you know. And all it said was followed by Rich Voss. Oh. And I was like...
Oh, we went through this with that lady before.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Followed by Rich Voss.
Yeah. So go ahead.
So I was like, why is this woman from Connecticut? Why is Rich following her?
It wasn't Connecticut, I don't think.
I don't know where she was from, but...
I think it was, like, Arkansas, somewhere, you know.
Oh, really? Make it far away?
Yeah, it was just far. Mm. Go ahead.
And I couldn't figure out. There was nothing about her profile that would make me think, like, why would he follow her? There's no connection.
Yeah, go ahead.
So then I asked you why you were following, and you were like, I mean, you got all tongue-tied.
No, I didn't get tongue-tied. Right now you're lying.
Then
you're embellishing
the
story.
It's because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, I try to be nice to certain people. You know, if they see someone like me, a celebrity, following them.
Oh, my God. First of all, that might be worse than you having an affair, is you thinking, like, you're touching
Wait,
people.
If I started following
you're
somebody.
You're touching people's lives yes. by, like, I favorited someone's tweet. I mean, they're probably going to talk about that for the rest of their lives.
If that lady sitting by her pool, if she has a pool like we do, she could say to her friends, you know who followed me? Just like if when Marissa
so that's
Tomei,
where you're doing stuff like in your mind you're wait, like you're when, getting off.
Hey,
that remember, is so. Do you understand how narcissistic
no.
that is?
Remember when you said Marissa Tomei's following you, or no, who was it?
I don't remember, but
yes, yeah. you do.
I can't remember her name. I'm just saying.
Servino.
Yeah, Mira Servino.
And you were like so excited she was following you. Right.
I mean, I wasn't so excited.
Yes, you were. You were very. You fucking. I remember you bought a cake that night. And we had a little party.
I told you she started following me. Okay.
Yeah, you were excited about it. So
I think she's. Yeah, I was like, "Where has she been? She's a great actress."
Okay, so did you feel good about it?
Yes.
So why can't I make people feel good for following?
Okay, because
me?
She didn't follow me. Going like, you know what? I'm going to make this girl stay.
No, okay? Neither did I. That's, how do you know? How do you know she didn't have that in her mind?
Because I don't know her. But I'm going to guess she's not a huge narcissist like you are.
No, I'm just trying to
that
make people's day.
That is bizarre to be like,
how come when I accept people...
Is that why you mentioned people on from Twitter on this podcast?
To be nice.
Hey, I'm going to make their day.
Yeah.
I'm going to make their day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tell
it's
me,
so
folks,
awful and uncomfortable.
Me. Tweet me if I mentioned you and it made your day, okay?
Oh, my God.
Tweet me.
Just
if
it, so
tweet Bonnie gross. If I made their day by mentioning you,
oh
okay?
Oh, my God. You know people are being sarcastic to you a lot of times and you take it as real.
No.
Like when people are like, "Hey, the legend."
When you, first of all, when
they're
you,
being like silly,
no,
they're
they
not.
Know I'm a
they're
legend.
Not saying that you're not a legend, but they're using it.
Hey,
you know, a little bit. What's the word?
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like when I correct you, don't you?
You didn't correct me, but you helped me. Thank you.
Ugh, when you accept,
thanks for making my. Hey, I'm going to tell everyone when I go work out. Yeah, Rich Voss corrected me today. So, I mean, it was just like a pretty cool moment that I had.
When you accept friends on Facebook, does that mean anything? It's the same when I accept friends. When people go friend me and I accept them, I don't know who they are, right? It's the same thing. Now get
I've
out of this.
I've never one time thought about like accepting a friend as like...
Do
oh
you
my
accept
God,
friends?
I'm gonna, I don't accept people's friendships anymore, really, because I don't have any room, but...
I made room. I accepted some girl's friendship today. And I looked, she was attractive, but I just did it for
but
her.
But it is a little different.
No.
On Facebook. Yeah, it is a little different.
How? To accept friends or to follow someone? It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not. Because when you're promoting stuff on Facebook, you need those people so that they see your promotions. You don't have to follow someone. They have to follow you for the promotions
to work.
Okay, well,
here's the other.
And not only that, but when you first started doing Twitter, you had such pride in the fact that you had less, that you followed less than 50 people or something. I don't remember the number, but you were always bringing it up.
Yeah,
I don't follow anybody. Guess who follows me? And I don't follow anybody.
Well, now I do.
Okay. And then the guilt started to weigh in. So I said, I don't care about this woman.
I unfollow.
I don't think that you're having an affair with her. I just found it very odd. It's odd behavior. It's like I would more likely think that there was some like,
was she good looking?
She sold you some drugs, or there was some gambling thing.
Was she good looking?
I mean, she was like, you know, on my level, not like,
yeah. So why would
a beauty?
Now, if I you don't think I followed guys like that, that I don't know who they are.
That I would be more.
Yeah, well, let's. I want to look at people I follow on Twitter. There's probably guys that mean nothing, or I don't. They're not
okay. But this is what you started doing. This is what you started.
I was
doing
it before that. And
this is what you started doing. This
here's
is the, this is the
do.
Unraveling that you started happening.
Here's the other thing I do that you don't do.
And the here's the let other me thing. Explain to you. Wow. And you didn't. I said I don't care, but let it be known that if. I believe I started following someone once where you lost your fucking mind.
No. Oh, John Stamos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The most attractive actor that you spent time with in
LA.
Oh,
so if this woman was attractive, it would be... I only followed John Stamos to be nice. So he could look at it and be like, oh, look, that comedian is following.
As you sat and goggled over him in LA.
Oh, my God. You know what it is, I realize? It's not that wanted John Stamos
these,
or John Stamos wanted me.
Crazy
no, I know what it is. I know what it is because I know your narcissism is like, it's like ridiculously high.
Not
it's
at
like
all.
A 2-year-old. The thing that upsets you about John Stamos is that he wasn't paying attention to you.
That's not true. I didn't even sit with you guys. I didn't even see
you walked up because I said, this is my husband, but don't let that stop us from having like
a
flirty conversation. I was joking.
So then why would he pay attention to me? I didn't sit down.
Oh my God.
Did
Rich,
I sit down?
It's because he didn't know you were the legend, Rich Voss.
That's
he didn't give you the respect that you thought you deserved.
No, he knew.
And he was talking to me. And that's what upset you more than anything, more than any of it. Absolutely.
You really think you're a psychiatrist.
I mean, I just know. I know how your brain works. I've been with you for a long time.
And don't
time.
Make that face like Sarah. You just did like you tilted how she...
She stole from me.
I'm having such anxiety.
FYI.
The worst thing in the world...
It'll pass. This too shall pass.
The worst thing in the world is going to get tested for something, you know, an ultrasound.
I think you like anxiety because this is what you do. You set it up and then it pays off.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I have anxiety.
It's like too much, many crazy things.
But
can I just finish this story before you get into your new craziness that also stems from your narcissism, by the way?
Yes, go ahead.
Stop following that woman.
That hat you're wearing, is it narcissism when you said I wanted it and I love that hat and I gave it to you and hung it in your closet as a gift on your side?
Oh my God, thank you so much. Okay, you know what? I take everything back because when you give someone a hat, that definitely, it cleans the slate on anything you've ever done in the past.
You love that hat. That's your favorite hat. Yeah.
Oh my God, stop it. You gave me a gift. I accepted it. I said, thank you very much. And now this is another part of,
you're
showing everyone your narcissism by doing that, by being like, isn't it the best hat you've ever gotten? Who gave you the best hat you've ever gotten? I did. That's narcissism.
Is it?
Oh my God, okay.
Go ahead.
I don't want to be browbeating you all the time, but the thing is that with you is that you never like go, oh, maybe, or maybe she's got a point.
With the following people.
Okay, did you stop following that woman?
Yeah, because you said...
I didn't say stop. I never did. I don't care. I said I don't care. And you stopped.
I was trying to be nice.
And then you kept saying to me, come look at all the people I stopped following. Come look at all the people I like.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You were like, here's some more people that are just nobodies that I follow. Trying to like make it like some.
Here's the difference between me and Bonnie.
Like, I'm saying, don't look at it like I think you're cheating on me. Look at it in terms of the hypocrisy of Rich Voss.
Let me tell you something.
Is it a hypocrisy?
No. People will follow me.
You don't see it at all.
Let me tell you the difference between
Is there any hypocrisy to it at all? That if you caught me,
No, because men
quotes,
and women are supposed to do things different to begin with.
Oh, so you could do whatever you want, but I've got to fall within some kind of...
No, there's positive things that you could do
Rich,
that I can't do.
You're being really gross right now. And if any woman is listening, I urge you to fucking stop listening now, or you'll never want to fucking go see Rich Voss again.
Why? I'm pro-women.
Because you're... No, you're not. You're saying... You're saying that like men could do whatever they want, but women...
I didn't say whatever. I said there's certain things men do and women do, don't do, and certain things women do and men don't do. Okay? I didn't say everything. Don't twist and put words. You're like a politician.
I'm not twisting anything.
I said there's certain things, and everybody knows that. It doesn't make you good or bad.
How does it apply to this, what we're talking about?
Well, when somebody follows me, this is the difference between you and I. Somebody follows me, and I look at their profile, and they got 20,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not even in the entertainment. I'll follow them because they got 20,000 followers. But you won't. You won't follow them.
Why?
I don't know, because I have no idea. But if someone's
but
following
But that's a male-female thing, or that's
No,
like,
no, I'm just saying
that's
the
humans. Okay, but we'll go back to the male-female thing then. That's what I'm looking at. How does guys doing things differently than gals, how does that support your argument?
Okay, let me try to figure it out.
Okay. Do you need some time, paper, pen, or anything? What do you need? Do you need to phone a friend? Maybe Keith can help you out with this one.
Once we start taking calls, a lot of this would be easier. That's the next thing I'm going to work on.
Well, it's too late. I'm going to quit this fucking podcast long before you ever figure out how to actually do it right.
I'm going to quit this podcast.
I swear to God, any good thing that happens to me, that's it. I'm out. I'm done.
You act like this is a job.
It is. It's
fun. I think we're having
it's
a good time.
It's not fun. Because I would never have this conversation with you. I had it with you once. I would never have it with you again. And the thing is that it's like people think, oh, this probably helps. It's not. It's like I just keep ramming against the same wall week after week after week. There's no like...
That's not true.
There's no improvement or anything. I had this conversation with you before. This is your feelings of it before, which were equally as delusional and bizarre.
I stopped following random people. So obviously
I know. I don't care. I'm saying, do you see the hypocrisy in it? That you would get mad at me for following someone. Like you didn't just get mad at me. People, pay the $1.99. Go back and listen to those. The John Stamos ones. He was furious at me. You accused me of sleeping with him.
I did not.
You were insane.
Why are you starting a fight now?
I'm not starting a fight. I'm just saying, like, why? Like, how come you can't see it? How come you can't be like
there's
in yourself
difference.
And be like, you know what? You're right. God.
Whoa. There's a big difference of seeing your wife sitting at a club with somebody and then leaving town, then a week later she gets home, she's following him on Twitter. There's a big difference of that than me following some stranger from fucking bumfuck. So don't act like there's no difference. There's
no, but if difference. I was following the stranger from bumfuck that you found out,
I wouldn't care.
Would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
I swear
would.
To. Nope.
You get mad if I have a texting with some fucking comedian that you don't know.
That's not true. No. I
oh
never get mad.
God.
I just go, who's
you're always
that?
Like, why are you hiding everything? Why are you...
Because you
if
hide.
I don't... If I tell you everything, which is completely on the up and up, you would lose your fucking shit on a daily basis.
No, I'd rather have the truth than a sneaky person. You sneak around. Even around the house, you walk along the walls. You're sneaky.
I don't sneak around.
You're
but sneak. I do... Just kind of do what I want and hope you don't find
so
out.
So do I.
Because then I'm like, good, I don't have to deal with your fucking nonsense constantly. Because there's no growth in it. It's like, it's not like you change or come to some conclusion. You just keep on the same.
No, I'm a very changed person. I'm a very changed person. Why do you stop?
I'm waiting for you to carry on. I'm a very changed person.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to you a lot. That one bit you told me to change, I changed it.
Oh, my God.
I listen to you all the time. Like, I wore a shirt over this shirt before I left the house because you said you shouldn't walk around town like that. But when I got to the gym, this is what I wore.
Yeah, because how are you going to give blowjobs to people if you're just wearing like an actual t-shirt?
What kind of thing is that to say? That makes no sense.
Because it's so gay.
A workout muscle shirt is gay?
It's like, it's the kind that has like different colors, super thin straps where you, like, you can almost see the nipple. They come down.
With the Band-Aid on it.
He keeps cutting his nipple because he shaves his chest. Which, by the way, folks, never asked him to do that. That has nothing to do with me.
I did that before I met you.
I don't know if... I know you did it before you met me, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know who you're doing it for now. Like
me, because I don't like hairy chest, especially when you work out. You look more ripped without hair.
Okay.
Look how fucking ripped I look. If I had hair all over me, it'd be gross. Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know what, I don't know anything about you.
I'm having, this is why I'm having anxiety. First, I go to the doctor for my ears. They felt clogged. Then he said, go to a specialist, ears, nose, and throat. And I went there. He said, your ears are fine. I don't see anything. He felt my neck. He said, one of your thyroids feels a little bigger. So I had to go get an ultrasound yesterday. Dr. Steve said, have them send me the report.
Oh, you're going to have them send stuff?
Yeah, that's different.
Why are you getting Dr. Steve involved?
He asked. But also, I had to get a disc from the ultrasound place and take it to the doctor and drop it off, which I did. So Dr. Steve never texted me back today. So I text him. I go, either you didn't get the report or you just don't want to give me bad news.
Or is it possible he's fucking working? He's got his own shit to do.
You don't think he finds time to do everything else?
Oh my God.
What's he doing?
Narcissistic Rich is back at it again. Why isn't everybody focused on me 100% of the time? Narcissistic Rich.
Is that your song?
I wish somebody would actually make these into songs. Narcissistic Rich. Look at me, I'm rich, I'm a legend, I'm a narcissist.
Oh, let me tell you something.
I won't say it out loud, though. Or tell it, let it, I always tell people I'm a caring and I'm interested in you, but I'm really not. It's all about me, Rich Fox.
Ooh, there's thunder after that song. God's agreeing with you.
Tell us again how God kept you alive so you could carry the message. I'm narcissistic rich. God let a lot of people die of overdose, but not me, because I am supposed to carry a message for him. Woo! I'm narcissistic rich.
Anything else?
Yeah, there's a thousand. I mean, this song could go on indefinitely. I can follow whoever I want, but ladies gotta do what she's supposed to do, which is not follow people with 20,000 followers. It doesn't make any sense, but I'm narcissistic rich. Narcissistic rich.
Good song.
I hip you to songs. That's something I say, because I'm narcissistic rich.
What was I going to say?
I'm a legend.
Oh.
I got four CDs, but I'm going to put out a fifth CD right away without taking a break in between, because I love attention. I'm narcissistic rich.
I just listened to the edited copy of my fifth CD today.
I know I'm still trying to sell my fourth CD, but I'm going to talk about my fifth CD already, because I'm narcissistic rich.
The fifth one sounds great. Sounds good. I listened to it today. We're going to do the album cover.
Is it better than 140? Well, let's say people haven't bought 141.
Oh, that's the best. 141 IQ is the best work ever. My best work ever is 141 IQ.
But what about number 5?
I don't know. Number 141 IQ.
You're doing it wrong again.
No, number 5 is great. It's going to be my best.
You're the worst salesman in the world. I'm the best salesman in the world. I'm narcissistic rich. There ain't nothing I can't do. Is there anything you can't do, Rich?
Yeah.
Like what? I can't shave my chest without almost cutting off my nipple. Done it 7 times in a row. But it looks better that way. I'm narcissistic, Rich.
punctuation I'm not good at. I'm going to order another one of those hats.
So what do you think? You're dying of thyroid cancer?
Not dying. I mean...
Look, if you had thyroid cancer, he would text you because that's not the bad cancer.
Well, one...
That's the good cancer.
One, if there's something wrong, I got to have a biopsy.
Like when people go, I have thyroid cancer, you can just go like this to them. Whatever.
No.
Yeah, no. It's not like if somebody goes like, I have breast cancer, you go, oh my God. And then you hug them and you like, you know...
Do you hug
feel
everybody?
Feel them up. You say, can I feel up your boobs? It might be the last time. Do that.
Do you always hug people that tell you bad news?
If somebody tells me they have cancer, they're getting a hug. Not me, I'm narcissistic rich.
What if somebody tells you
I say, buzz off, I don't want to hear your bad news. I got my own shit to deal
what
with.
What if someone tells you
I got agita right now. I'm narcissistic rich.
What's agita? Agita?
Oh, agita? Oh, God, did I say the A wrong? Oh.
Agita? I got agita right now.
I laugh at other people's mistakes because I'm narcissistic rich. Even though I'm full of mistakes all the time, always making mistakes, I will deny it. I'm narcissistic rich.
Calm down. You're giving me agita.
Oh, God, Rich.
Oh, my goodness.
Over.
You're so much. You're so much work.
Oh, I love that. This is what you do. I say things to you, and then later you try to, like, it's like, don't you have any original thoughts of your own?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know who I am. You just only say shit that I
said to
you. I know
everything about you.
You don't know anything about me.
You're too hard
me.
To explain. You're, even a scientist couldn't, but I know everything. Oh. I know you're my soulmate.
Am I human? Why? It's like I thought I married a lady, but it turns out I married a human. It's so crazy. She's got thoughts and feelings of her own. I thought she was just going to do everything I told her to do, but she doesn't.
You got to see what I mean? You're distorted. You're distorted thinking. But that's okay. I love you for who you are. You're my soulmate.
You get very frustrated with me because you want to control things. You can't control
me. No, that's
me.
Not true.
But isn't that why you kind of love me? Because you can't control it.
No.
You don't know how to control it. I'm a wild stallion. You put up a fence, I'll jump right over it.
Oh, don't let...
You can't contain me.
Don't let... Look at... Who's... That dog looks like a little bat.
She's the cutest thing in the world.
Yep. And who... Look it. I'm doing everything. It turned into my dog, my responsibility. I just ordered her medicine for fleas, ticks, and heartworms. I just ordered that today.
Oh.
I ordered for your car, a part for your car.
Wow.
That I was online for hours trying to find.
Thank you.
Talking to car dealerships. Okay, so don't think I do everything for me. I do it for everybody. That's what I do.
I don't do anything for me. I do it for everybody else, and I wish they would make it so that it's all about me doing it for them. I'm narcissistic rich.
That dog just stands there. Hey guys, what about me?
Hey, why are you guys doing a podcast?
What do you do? Look at the evilness in that dog's face now.
No, she's the sweetest. This is what people want to hear. Talking to our dog. Okay, can we be done?
No,
are we done?
We got 9 minutes. 9 minutes. Oh, okay. Where are you this weekend?
Saturday. I'm at the Venetian. He was like, it's gonna be a little light.
He said that already?
Yeah. Somerville, the Venetian.
Wait, how many? You got a guarantee, right?
I don't think so.
You,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't remember the contract.
Look it up online. On your emails,
I'll definitely Google
it. You better have a fucking...
you know, it's my fault. I didn't tweet it 800 times as per
you already plugged it enough for this fucking clown.
Well, this is what the thing is it drives me crazy, is that they, like, put in shitty comic after shitty comic after shitty comic, week after week after week, that are, you know, not...
I know.
Like, they're paying them nothing. So, it's not that they're shitty comics, they're just not, like... some of them shouldn't be headlining. Let's put it that way. And so then he's going to pay them this shit amount of money, and then the audience starts to get... Kind of like
I'm not going. It's just like
it's
how,
like it's okay, but it's not worth it. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna come back. And then they put somebody in where they had to pay money to, and now you have to do all the work to get the people back. It's like, well, it's not gonna be, you know, you don't. There's no kind of just they haven't built up a recurring audience at all.
Yeah, because
they won't spend any money. They won't. They don't want to have any risk of on themselves. It's like any business that you fucking start up, you're gonna have some risks. You're gonna lose some money some places.
The guy asked me to work there. I said I'll do it. Give me $1,000. Versus 50% of the door.
I don't think you should actually talk like actual dollars and cents on the podcast. Well, because sometimes you do things cheaper for some people, and you do
for
other people it costs more money. It's like it's
I know
actual rate.
Yeah.
So you know it depends on how many seats and how far you have to drive. It's like a lot of things. So I don't think it's a good idea. Okay, to be you say I asked for X amount of money.
Okay, that was my bare minimum because it's local. Well, what I'm saying is it's local.
And
I can go. But anyhow, I know. What do you think? I do a private show for that? No.
Okay, I don't want to now hear you talk. This is the thing. You'll give out the money and then you'll be like, how great you are. I'm a legend, so of course that's my bare minimum.
No, I'm giving you an example.
Do
you want to just attack me the whole podcast?
No, I don't. I really don't. I would love it if we just had a conversation about something, but you don't know how to do that.
I was talking about what you were talking about, and then you corrected me. I know what I'm talking about.
All I said was I don't think you should talk about the money.
Well, good. I think I know what I'm talking about when it comes to my business.
Fine, do whatever you want then.
Okay. My bare minimum, you know, people call me to do private shows. If they're friends, I'll give them a deal. If they're not, I get a certain amount. If I travel, get on a plane, I get a certain amount. If I got to drive 4-5 hours, I get a certain amount. If there's 300 seats versus 100 seats, I get a certain amount. For this,
what did you want to say about this particular
thing? So the guy wouldn't pay it. I'm going, just the fact to get me in your place, which last time I sold it out or came close, I don't know how many seats. To get me in there, you have to put out the extra money and take a chance. He keeps putting in these fucking acts. Like you said, they're $200 acts. That's why the New York clubs failed when they used to be great, and then they started.
And then a lot of those clubs, those comedians, half the comedians at the clubs don't get paid at a shitty club.
Yeah.
And so then you're seeing, like, you might see a good comic, but you're going to see shitty comics in between, and it's like you can never get the momentum of this great show going.
Why do you think the cellar and the stand are always packed? Because they put good comics on.
Because they pay all their comics. And it's not that much money. It's like a weird thing to be like, I'm going to have a lobster.
Don't say how much money.
I know. I'm going to have a lobster restaurant where we specialize in lobster, but I'm going to not pay. I'm going to try to get the lobster for free. I'm just going to try to get free lobster and then have this. Like, it's crazy. If your thing is comics, comedians, then you should pay. That's why people are walking through that door.
Well, look, also, too, there's young comics that book rooms so they can get stage time, which is great on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever. But when you're doing a weekend, a Saturday night where people look forward to going out Saturday.
And a lot of people just show up at the club. They're not like, they don't know who's going on.
Well, Saturday is, you know, there's some, especially in August in Jersey, people or anywhere. People are going, well, it's the end of August. Do I go to the shore? Do I go to the lake? Do I go, you know, up to the Pocono? What do I do? Do I go to Atlantic City for the weekend? Do I go out to the Sands in Bethlehem? Or do I go to
a Shecky Bubba at the Venetian this week.
Yeah. Shecky Bubba.
I couldn't think of a, I was trying to think of a shitty name for a comic.
So, you know, if
you know,
you're
you know, a guy where he's like, fucking still got a black and white headshot from 20 years ago and his hands on his face and like kind of like a Home Alone look on it, ooh, you know, and a bow tie.
You know, you're competing with movies. August is tough in an established comedy club. Okay, I worked Levity in August. It wasn't packed. And this is an established. In December, I sold out five shows.
In any case, if you're in Somerville Saturday night, you should stop by the Venetian. I gotta go.
No, we got 4 more minutes.
No, it's like you said that, like that.
It's
like
not even. You got. It's 4:05. You got 35 minutes. What are you rushing for?
I'm hungry.
So am I. Wait 5 minutes. I'm starving. My stomach's growling. It's growling, my stomach.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, we got 5 more minutes. A few more minutes.
To talk about your stomach growling.
No, you just come in here, you complain, and you don't.
I know.
Say
I don't
something positive.
To, I don't want to. I don't want to like be the. That's the thing I hate about being the co-host of this show. Is
you're
that
the host. I'm the co-host.
That it, no. We're silly. We're both co. See, this is like, it's hard not to fucking come down on you. It's like, clearly we're both co-hosts.
Yes.
Of the show.
But it's really your show.
It really isn't.
I
it's
let
called
you try.
My Wife Hates Me. You're the subject of the show.
And you're my wife.
Thank you. It's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me. But I'm saying, I don't want to be the one that's like, but otherwise we just sit here listing things that we've done, because it's not like you don't enjoy philosophical conversations or anything.
Yes, I do.
It's not like you want
to
get into something
I love
deeper.
I talk science. I'll talk physics. I love talking.
Okay, then bring something
astrology,
to the table.
Astrology. I love the stars. I'm not big on zodiacs, but I love looking at the stars. I love, you know, nature.
Okay, but this is you listing now things that you love.
That I would talk about.
Did you read anything recently that's interesting that you want to bring up?
Yes.
What?
It's quite interesting.
Okay. They're going to talk about something interesting, Sandy. We've been waiting for this. Get in here. We've been waiting for a long time. 200 podcasts. It's happening.
This is quite interesting. I read this online that John Cougar Mellencamp and Christie Brinkley broke up.
I don't think he does the cougar thing anymore.
John Mellencamp. But what I read is,
that was a phase he was going through.
She's like 62 years old.
She looks amazing.
She looks like she's 35. You can't look that good at 60.
Vegetarian.
Is she?
Uh-huh.
She is. How would you not? Why would John Cougar break up with her? I'm sure he can meet 25-year-olds on tour, 30-year-olds.
Oh, because Christie I'm sure
Brinkley.
That if you're of a certain
oh, she
age,
broke
it's
up with
probably
him,
most more interesting to be with somebody who's closer to your age.
Yes, she broke
you could
up
have
with
these
him.
Conversations with and not just some twit. I mean, who would want to date someone in their 20s if they're not? It
no.
would be the worst thing in the
no,
world.
Even
like the comedians that are in their 20s that I talk to, it's like I can only do it for 5 to 10 minutes at a time. They're literally the most annoying. And it's not their fault. It's just they're not. Do you see why it's hard to have a conversation with you? Because in the middle of me talking, you started clapping for the dog.
I want to make sure she's okay. That's all. I just clap. I don't know what she's into.
Well, I'm just going to interrupt you now every time you talk.
She broke up with him, but it's amazing how she looks at 62 or 60.
What?
She's over 60.
I'm at the Venetian on Saturday.
What time?
I have no idea. I don't even know if it's on the poster.
You
9
sure,
o'clock or something.
You made sure you're the only one on the poster too, right?
You told me you to told do that.
I didn't tell you
said
to do that.
No, well, I because I was like, first of all, because I hate the local posters where they put 87 comedians on the poster. It's like, why are you putting those? Like, does anybody ever like walk by and be like, oh, look at this guy. This guy looks
yes,
good.
But this way you don't
and then
care.
You told,
no.
I was telling you that and you said, tell him you want to be the only one on the poster.
No, I never said that. I don't think.
Yes, you did.
No.
I wouldn't have even thought of it. I didn't even know you could do stuff like that. Look at those flowers. Aren't they gorgeous? I'm trying to be you right now.
Here's a question off topic.
Oh,
and
look
then,
at her.
This is off topic. That box of...
What's out there?
That box of Farberware?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. It was a gift we got. It's like a steamer. It's like a vegetable steamer.
We got all these boxes unopened. A couple of coffee makers.
I know.
Can we return them anywhere and get something else?
No. Well, that one Lindsay gave us.
Oh, well, let's
one.
Keep that one.
You know, when we get our new house.
All right. The reason... He puts these people on the posters because if it's local and they're local comics, maybe some two people go, oh, Frank is working at the Venetian.
I mean, Ken Kranz is on it and he brings a big... I should have put him on the poster. I didn't put him on.
What are you doing?
We got to go
to Costco. Is that a tip on your leg? Oh, no.
Can I go now? You're getting a phone call?
Oh, it's Dr. Steve. Hold
oh,
on.
Oh, God.
Hello? Hey, we're wrapping up our podcast.
One day we're going to get the telephone thing working.
Oh, you didn't get the report? Because I talked about my anxiety. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was waiting
until
the end of the day.
Isn't this interesting?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Listen to a one-sided Bye. Conversation.
That was Dr. Steve. He never got the report from the radiologist.
We gathered that from the conversation we could hear. So, anyway, thanks everybody
let's
for
talk
listening.
Some good news. Bonnie.
What?
Sold a script deal. Bonnie.
Oh. So I wrote the script.
Wrote the script. We're both creators, but Bonnie wrote it. I did absolutely threw a couple ideas. Her and her friend has been helping her a lot. Who's good? Sue. Is that? But really, Bonnie wrote it all. A friend helps with punctuation and spelling errors.
I'm giving it to some friends for notes for punctuation.
Well, you know, it's weird because like you write stuff. Like comics usually will go, oh, that was good, or here's notes. But then if you send stop it. Then if you send something to like industry or something, they never write back. Hey, that was good or anything. They just leave you fucking hanging. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, but
you know, when you wrote that other stuff.
What?
For the movie.
Oh, I know.
You know, fucking write back because that was good stuff you wrote.
Well, Jessica wrote me back and said
because she's
really
a comic.
Good. Yeah.
You know,
but
comic.
Maybe they don't even know. Like what's good or what's not good. I don't know.
Well, anyhow, well, Bonnie wrote some great stuff for some for a certain project, and we have a deal with IFC. Hopefully, the show will get picked up, or the script. They'll read the script and like and pick it up, and then maybe we'll even get casted in it. Maybe not. But then we have two other ones on the shelf. It's great. The script is great. You like I. You are so. What's the word that you'll sit and write? You're so not regiment.
Prolific.
No, well that too, but
disciplined.
Disciplined, that you could just sit at home and do that. I mean, I do the same too when it comes to CDs and editing them. But you're so.
I do it too, narcissistic Rich Voss. Don't think you're the only one, cause I also do. I'm gonna give you a compliment and then put it on myself, cause I'm narcissistic Rich Voss.
Not only when she sings, folks, she moves her shoulders.
I have. I'm not a good singer. I don't know if people can tell. So it takes everything.
So we have a couple shows on the shelf, but this is the main one. The other ones are just bullshit. And Bonnie, let me tell you something.
Oh boy. This is what he does so that he could be mean to me later. He'd be like, well, I said those nice things about you on the podcast.
I'm telling you, you think there's fucking comics out there that are better than her? She not only her stand up obviously.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just letting them know who I'm married to. She creates you're not even in her league. If you think you're in her league out there, okay? Not, okay? You send some topics and Bonnie will write a movie. Send me a topic and I'll have Bonnie write you a movie real quick. Okay? tweet me a topic.
If you want to see an example of my writing, you can go get my book. Yeah. You're Better Than Me.
Right there.
From Amazon or your independent bookstore.
Number one seller, paperback in Hillsboro. In 2016.
Why not? It's you in Walmart. My mom sent me a picture of it in
no
Walmart.
Fucking me.
Yeah.
No fucking
well,
way.
Well, in Cold Lake, it was in Walmart.
Somebody left it there or they're selling them?
Somebody tried to return it.
They're selling them in Walmart?
That's what my mom said.
I'm going to go to Walmart and check now.
Okay.
Remember when we went to Barnes & Noble and your book was there and I brought the guy over?
Yeah, that was so embarrassing. The guy did not care at all. And you were like, you should do a book signing with her. And he was like, okay.
See how I look out for you? I'm your publicist. I'm your manager and publicist.
It is. Yeah. It's like, I know that is like a good thing and a bad thing, but we're... I gotta go. I gotta go. Bye. Bye. No, I can't. I'm done.
What?
Thank you, everyone.
Listen, this week I'll be at Uncle Vinny's. Next week I'm in the Berkshires and I'm in at the Treehouse. This weekend Uncle Vinny's Friday and Saturday. Next weekend Mass and Connecticut. Go to treehousecomedy.com for next weekend. If you're buying on Amazon, please amazon.richvoss.com. You can still get 141 IQ on iTunes, Amazon, and wherever they sell CDs, Spotify, I think it's called. And also, go behind the wall. It's $1.99. We'll talk to you next week. We got to go. Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.